And I want you to think about this for just a moment. I'll get to this in just a second. In fact, Dave, you gave me the update on this, and we'll pass it along. The results from an online site called Wise Voter did a survey of the favorite snacks.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Of Americans. And what they actually did was they rate the top five snacks for every state, and we'll tell you the top five in Michigan. So think about that for just a moment. The top five most popular snacks in Michigan, according to Wise Voter. All right, so we'll get to that. Before we do that, I wasn't really going to say anything because I mentioned last week about having a chance to once again, as I did last night too, by the way, represent WSUW. It was our media night again for the Great Lakes Loons.
Mm-hmm.
Every Tuesday, we have an association with the Great Lakes Loons, and so we have a chance to park the WSUW car up by the playground there, Louis Landing, and say hi to fans and just have an all-around good time. And the only reason I mention it is because nice night for a game, a little cool, had to actually have the long sleeves on.
Mm-hmm.
And the Loons, it was, at one point, this game was going like lickety-split. It was like 3-1 in the eighth inning, and we were already like only an hour and 45 minutes into the game.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah, yeah, real quick. And then in that eighth inning. Yeah, that's when the Lake County Captains scored five runs. There were a couple of walks, error, a couple of pitching changes, and
ouch.
35 minutes later.
Oh, boy.
But it's okay. It's okay. Always fun to be at the ballpark, as I say. Win or lose, it's fun to be at the ballpark. However, I did have to, at the beginning of the game, before the game even started, while watching batting practice, I hope I'm not over-exaggerating this, but yeah, I did have to survive a horrifying encounter.
Uh-oh.
Vicious attack. Jeez. That occurred. Obviously, I survived because I'm here, but there I am, instantly watching batting practice, when it flew at me, landed right in front of me, and we had a stare-off. I was looking into his deep, dark eyes, and he was looking into mine. Nobody was flinching. Until it jumped on my arm, and which I thought was a cute encounter, became deadly when it bit me!
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Can you see? Well, it's kind of tough, Dave. My photographic skills are difficult,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
See a little green thing right there on the railing?
I do.
You know what it looks like?
Mantis?
No. Not that big.
Okay.
Just a simple grasshopper.
A grasshopper.
A grasshopper. A grasshopper. I didn't know grasshoppers could bite. I looked it up. They can. Rare.
They can bite, eh?
Rare that they do, it says.
Is it harmful?
No. In fact, they say that while it does have, you know, strong jaws, mandible, whatever, I mean, mm-hmm, for its size, usually doesn't even break the skin. Which it didn't, but I felt it.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Kind of a pinch, eh?
Yeah. No, seriously, it was kind of funny. It flew up there and just sat there. It was just, it was like, well, this kind of cute little grasshopper. And then as I was taking a picture of it, actually, the one I actually posted, it jumped on my arm.
It didn't like pictures.
And I was going to tell
it didn't want that picture.
Yeah, well, it didn't want the one I was going to say, I'll take it as long as it's on my arm. I'll take a picture of it on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
No. In fact, I dropped my phone when it nipped me. It's like, whoa.
Oh.
A grasshopper. Please. But I survived.
All right.
I hope I didn't over-exaggerate the encounter, but that's what it seemed like in my mind. Vicious. And
well, I can't say I've ever been attacked by a grasshopper.
Me neither. And for all the years I've ever had, you know, it's usually, well, usually you try and get close to them and then they take off on you.
Right, yeah, in a big leap.
So this was a close encounter.
Hmm.
So I posted that. I also did, remember last time I was at Dow Diamond, I didn't get a picture of the news car. I screwed up. So this time I got it. So there,
you got
just
a picture
so
up, yeah, up on the hill?
Up on the concourse there with Louise landing.
Oh,
in the
yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yes.
Looks
yes.
Nice.
And just for fun, I also took a picture for those who don't get an inside look at the Loons dugout. I got under the dugout step and just took a picture of that.
Cool.
So it's all there for you. But anyway, just that was a little of the fun last night at Dow Diamond.
Have you looked up how many grasshopper attacks are reported every year?
You know, I did not.
Oh,
you know,
all right.
I could be a statistic.
You could be.
I could be. I will have to. And how many people survive those attacks?
Well, that too.
You know, talking about a minority. I could be, you know. I should get this story out to the national press here. Now, what I didn't do, though, I must say, when it came to time to enjoy a snack,
mm-hmm,
I did not enjoy, going back to what I mentioned to start this segment, what has been deemed the most favorite snack
of
Michiganders.
Yes, yes.
I did not have this snack. There's a site called Wise Voter. Mm-hmm. It describes itself as a bipartisan educational platform. Okay.
All right.
It delved into America's favorite snack by state. So they list all 50 states, and they list the top five. I mean, first of all, I'm at the ballpark. I'm having a hot dog, which I did. You gotta have a hot dog, but didn't have anything else. So, when it came to Michigan, here are the top five snacks according to Wise Voter. I'll start with number five. Number five is kettle. Kettle.
What?
Now I've heard of
chips,
kettle corn.
Chips.
Thank you. It just says kettle.
Uh huh.
Hmm. Kettle what?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that doesn't tell you a lot.
Chips, kettle corn. I don't know. Is there kettle candy? I don't know. It just says kettle. Anyway,
kettle.
That's number five.
Anything okay. Kettle.
Number four, it says, is Cheetos.
Cheetos. Okay.
Doesn't say if it's the crunchy or the puffed. Just says Cheetos.
All right.
We need more clarification here. Number three is Fritos. So you got your Cheetos.
And a Fritos. And
you got your Fritos.
We like salty.
Apparently. Number two. M&M's.
Oh, yes.
Going for a little chocolate treat there.
Strong, yeah.
Okay,
great.
I understand that.
Number one.
Again, this is according to Wise Voter. It's a survey. And the number one snack for residents in the state of Michigan, Doritos.
And it's also popular in like 28 other states where it's number one, I think, I recall from memory.
I put a link up on the Morning Team Show page if you want to read the story, but they also have a map. And, yeah, mm-hmm. You can see the map. Look at all those states that have Doritos.
A lot of Doritos.
A lot of Doritos fans.
In the Midwest. Well, the Midwest all the way down to the Deep South.
I got to say, I'm not against Doritos. I'd like to have a good Doritos. I was a little disappointed. And, Pat, I know you would be, too, that Cheez-Its didn't make it.
No, Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah. Did they make it anywhere?
I don't
know. It doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah. No, all I see, actually, is Doritos, Cheetos, Fritos, and M&M's.
Yeah.
Across the entire country. Apparently, we have a lot in common.
I guess.
So if you're ever traveling, you have to bring snacks in another state.
You're safe.
You're pretty good if you bring whatever. Combos didn't make it, I wondered.
No combos made it. No.
And I was looking for just general popcorn.
No.
Reese's Pieces or peanut butter bars?
No, M&M's is the only, and again, across
only
the country.
Candy.
It's the only candy across the entire country.
Yeah.
That. Now, I'm not going to go through all 50 states' top five, but they really didn't vary that much.
I find that hard to believe, though. In Pennsylvania, I see they've got M&M's. That's a Hershey state. It is.
Oh!
It is. That's
boy,
a Hershey
good
state.
Good point.
I just find that hard to believe.
That's a good point.
I'm disappointed that they're better made. Didn't do better here in Michigan.
I mean, if for all the chips that, Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos are kind of the chip family, I guess you could say, the crunchy snack family. No, take it for what it's worth, if it's worth anything to you.
Did they specify the Dorito?
No, it just says
just
Doritos.
Regular Doritos.
I'm guessing the nacho cheese. That's
but that's
I'm
not
guessing.
The best. Mm-hmm. The Cool Ranch is
Oh, you
the
like
best.
The Cool Ranch?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And it, again, didn't specify when it came to kettle. You know, when you think about all the different flavors, I mean, Fritos come in different flavors, too, and so do the Cheetos come in the different varieties as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Need more specificity next time, Wise Voter.
I see Fritos is number one in Nebraska. Well, that I will say that makes
corn,
sense.
Corn. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Corn chips in the corn state.
Yeah, right.